if we start with the icebreaker then, which is the guess the lingo quiz. So the reason why we do this is because we think it's quite fitting in terms of talking about unacceptable behaviours and people kind of misinterpreting lingo and things like that. So if I kind of start with my own lingo, so I'm from Leicester, as most of you probably will know, born and bred Leicester, Leicesterian, I think they call us. So if I said to you, "Giz a bit," what do you think that might mean?
Giz a bit of that.
Yeah. Let's have some of that then. If I was to say, "How's you keeping me, duck?"
How are you, duck?
Yeah. I thought you might know that one, Matthew. Are you from Leicester, Amy?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Where were you born and bred?
So I'm born and bred in Buckinghamshire. So dead posh. But my partner's an academic, so we've lived all over. So my accent's an absolute mess.
I wouldn't agree with that, by the way. So has anyone else got any lingo that they want to share that we can have a guess at?
I had to think of a couple because I lived for a couple of years in Southern California, and some of the lingo over there took me a little while to get used to. And so I thought I'd throw a couple of at you and just see if you knew what they were. When I first got there, people always talked about being stoked. Oh, I'm stoked you're coming to this party. Oh, I'm stoked that this has happened. And I didn't know what that meant.
So happy?
Yeah.
To be fair, if you didn't give me those examples, I probably never would have guessed.
So I incorporated that quite quickly into my everyday speak. The other thing, my favourite, was when I got there, people were like, "Oh, have you tried the dirty dog?"
Dirty dog. Is that a hot dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the dirty dog in particular has everything on it. So jalapenos, sour cream, cheese, chili sauce, sometimes meat, chunks of meat. Everything on it. So it's not really delicious. Hot dog.
It's an everything dog. Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Do you still say those phrases now?
Stoked, definitely. Yeah, I haven't eaten meat for a few years, so it's been a long time since I've had a dirty dog. But my favourite thing as well was Americans sometimes trying to make sense of British lingo. So I always say, "Oh, that's really pants." And yeah. Americans are like, "Is that good? Is that bad?" Yeah. That's fun. Rubbish, they liked, because obviously they say trash. So I'd go, "Oh, that's rubbish." And again, they're like, "What?"
They guess what that was, though.
Not easily. And one of my friends always used to say, because the British sense of humour tends to be quite deadpan, so often I'd say that's rubbish with quite a straight face, and they're like, "You're not giving us any contextual clues."
Oh gosh, it's so funny, isn't it? It's interesting, the different lingo that we have, isn't it? Have you got any, Matthew?
I think Nottingham and Leicester are pretty similar in terms of their lingo. I've probably got a couple of Caribbean ones.
Hit us with those.
Let's see if I can find one that's appropriate. If I said "Where did backside me see ya?" It means
So I find it really difficult to translate patois. It's so hard. So I suppose that kind of means, "What on earth is this?"
Yeah. What on earth am I seeing here?
Yeah.
Would you mind repeating it? I want to hear it again.
Where did backside me see ya? Ah.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. I love that. it really cracks me up. Have you got any others?
There's a short one that I always found humorous. If I said malt toff.
Malt toff.
Malt toff.
By malt toff.
Can you put it in a sentence? Just so we have a little bit of context.
No, you're right. Let me think of it. I'm trying to think of a sentence that doesn't automatically give it away.
You just said me malt off.
Yeah, you could say that.
I still don't know what it means, so I don't even know why I'm repeating it.
So if you're at a bar and someone asks you if you want a drink, you say, yeah, I'm malt off.
My mouth's dry.
Yeah, I'm thirsty.
Thirsty. Yeah.
My mouth's tough.
Where's that from, actually? I've not heard that one. What island is that from?
St. Vincent. So that's where my family are from.
Okay. Because I know patois is so different between islands, isn't it? I think there's some similarities, definitely. But between islands, we all say very different things, I think. So my background, my family are from Antigua. Mm. And my husband's from Jamaica, his family. So it's hilarious when we're having a conversation. And I find myself actually now, because we live together and he talks a lot of patois to his friends and at home, I find myself more saying Jamaican phrases than Antiguan. And my family always tell me off, like, you're not Jamaican. Don't forget you're Antiguan, Odette. Oh, gosh, that's funny. What about you, Jeannie? Have you got any?
Not really. The thing is, I was born and bred in another country, completely different culture. And the only thing that I can think of is when, you know, when I first came here to the UK, it was eye-opening, quite strange. And I still remember, this was years ago, I was at work and my colleague said to me, what time do you make it? And I went, what? What time do I make what? Yeah. She's looking at my face like as if I'm this daft being, and she's literally enunciating, what time do you make it? I said that, I said I don't know what you mean. And she said, I'm asking you what the time is. And I said, that's not even grammatically correct.
Oh my gosh. It's simple things like that, isn't it? Because had she have said, obviously, what time is it, then you would have known. But what time do you make it? Actually, it doesn't really make sense, does it?
Absolutely. And she would say things to me. It was quite funny, actually. So she would educate me with all these sayings. And she could say things like, oh, I can feel it in me water. That used to crack me up.
What does that even mean?
I suppose it's like a gut feeling.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I suppose.
So it's been entertaining on some levels.
Yeah.
I can't think of any Indian ones off the top of my head, though. Don't know.
That's all right. Mm. I mean, when I used to work in Nottingham for a good few years, and I always remember one of my colleagues saying, oh, you're coming down for the fuddle. And I just thought, what on earth are you talking about? Literally, I didn't have a clue. I was thinking, what on earth is this fuddle business? Does anyone else know what a fuddle is?
No.
Matthew knows. I know you don't. Know
what it is. I think it's, you know, a muddle of food.
Mm.
When people bring food from home or...
So exactly. So it's just sharing the food. You know, sometimes we've done it in the office before. I think we've only done it once actually since I've started. And everyone brings in a dish and you share food. That's what they refer to as a fuddle. Because that's the thing, Matthew. Obviously, you say Leicester and Nottingham are probably quite similar, but there are so many phrases when I worked in Nottingham. And I assumed that it would be quite similar as well. But so many, and they say, you know, meduk quite a lot, don't they? So yeah, it was quite funny working in Nottingham and trying to work out what everyone was talking about.